is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, global cues have been pretty good, and in fact, no negative shockers coming in from the globe has kept equity markets higher, particularly in Friday's trading session. The US president has agreed on a phase one deal with China, and Boris Johnson won the UK elections by a majority, and that's something that the equity markets globally did like. And on the back of that, we had a big rally in Friday's trading session. The Nifty was up close to 2%, the Nifty Bank was up more than 1%, and there was some participation coming in from the mid and the small cap indices as well. By the end of the day, we're waiting by to see what institutions did. And in fact, it appeared there was a bit of a seller strike. The FIIs bought more than 100 crores. The DIIs, they bought more than 380 crores. So between them, the institutions bought nearly around 500 crores, and no selling is something that boosted the equity markets. In terms of the futures and options space, well, the FIIs added longs and they closed out some of their short positions. And on the back of that, now they are net long on the index. In terms of levels that we're looking at on the Nifty, the 12,000 mark is extremely crucial. And in Friday's trading session, we managed to decisively end above that level. Crucial levels we'll be looking at in terms of downside will be the 20 DMA that comes in closer towards the 12,000 odd mark. On the upside, all eyes on whether or not the Nifty can go ahead and make a fresh all-time high. Remember, the all-time high comes in at around 12,159 odd. So crucial level we're looking at out there could be surpassing that on the upside. Well, there'll be plenty of stocks that'll be in the news today. Sun Pharma will be one stock that could take a bit of a knock to kickstart trade. The US FDA has issued the Form 483 with 8 observations to Sun Pharma's Halol facility. Remember, that contributes nearly around 10 to around 15% of its total US sales. So keep an eye out on that one. ArcelorMittal has repaid SR Steel's lenders. And on the back of that, you'll have some of these PSU banking stocks as well as SBI that should move higher because that's good news for them. Recovery has finally come about. From the broader markets, we'll be keeping an eye out on Ashiana Housing. They've converted 244 expression of interest into booking out of the total 250 units available in phase one. So that comes as a positive. Hester Biosciences, that stock should be in focus. There'll be a board meeting on December 18th to consider and approve the proposal of raising funds by way of equity shares, QIP, or even a preferential allotment. Aster DM has closed one of their loss-making clinics in Philippines by December 31st, 2019. So that'll be good news for the company. And we have Asian Oil Fields. They've received a letter of award for an order amounting to nearly around 640 crores odd. Eris Life will be a stock that you should be looking at. They've got an exemption in terms of taxation on their share buyback. Remember, the company had announced a buyback of around 100 crores in July 2019 at a price of around 575 rupees per share. So this comes in as a positive. Granules India will be divesting their entire stake in their Chinese JV for close to around 100 crores in Indian rupee terms. So that stock, sticking with the pharma pack then, the government has raised prices of 21 formulations of medicines under price control to ensure availability. This will be read as a positive for JB Chemicals, Alkem Laboratories, Eris Life, among others. Now, the Ministry of Coal has put out a couple of disclosures over the weekend. And on the back of that, we'll have to keep an eye out on some of these stocks. So JSPL could get a bit of a knock because the Ministry of Coal has said the successful bidders for 5 mines recommended by the central government except the Gare Palma 4x1, which was incidentally won by JSPL. So the name doesn't appear again on the list. On the back of that, that stock should get a bit of a knock. Shifting focus to brokerages then, UBS has come out with a note on Future Consumer and they have downgraded the stock to neutral from buy and they've cut their target price by nearly around half to around 26.5 from 50 earlier. Well, Asian markets have opened up mixed, so keep an eye out on the Nifty. On the downside, the 12,000 mark is extremely crucial because that's where the 20 DMA comes, while on the upside, it'll be interesting to see whether or not the Nifty can go ahead and make a fresh all-time high, which comes in at around 12,159. Well, this is Nigel, and you've been listening in to Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.